This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
It's Fox Top 5, the podcast where the hosts always agree to disagree. This week on Fox Top 5, Rachel Campos-Duffy.
Just so moving. It's so about the meaning of Christmas.
And Sean Duffy.
This is like a singing rendition of all the favorite Christmas songs.
Come together to share their top 5 Christmas songs. Here are this week's hosts, Rachel and Sean.
Welcome to Fox Top 5. I'm Rachel Campos-Duffy, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend, and I'm with not only my co-host for our podcast from the kitchen table, but also my co-host in life, Sean Duffy.
Hey, Rachel, it's great to be with you on another podcast.
Yeah, this one's kind of fun. It's Christmas.
It is kind of fun.
Just a few days.
Actually, we did this, you know, top Christmas songs for Rachel Campos-Duffy and Sean Duffy, it was actually kind of fun to put together our favorites.
That's right, and every week on this podcast, Fox hosts, reporters, personalities, they get together and they share their top 5 of any given topic. And so now we came up out with this book, New York Times bestseller, no big deal, right?
Just a New York Times bestseller.
Christmas. We talk about all of our favorite things about the holiday. So do so many of our friends at Fox News. There's some playlists in there, but we're going to talk about our own playlist, Sean, our top 5, your top 5. My top 5 Christmas songs.
And if I could just lodge an objection, I think to come up with your 5 favorite Christmas songs, it's way too hard.
It was hard to get on this podcast because I kept going over songs. I went, well, what about that one? And what about that one? We had a podcast. We were guests on Guy Benson's, and we spent some time talking about his favorites, my favorites, and sharing them. It was actually really fun. But we're going to do this one, which is just yours and just mine. Let's see how similar our lists are. So,
let's start at 5. Look, can we do 6? Can we do the top 6 on the top 5?
No, because you didn't tell me you were going to have 6. Okay, fine.
Well, I'm just going to do it. We'll do a bonus round at the end.
Okay.
Okay, so want to start.
You start.
At number 5. Okay.
Number 5.
I want to first say, I all mine are not religious, traditional. I threw some razzle dazzle in there. So okay. Just so you know. So, okay, I'm going to start with my number 5. It is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree by Brenda Lee.
And that is one of the best renditions of it.
Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Yeah, I love her rendition of that. And that's such a fun song. And the kids love it.
They love it.
Literally, they dance whenever it's on.
And actually, sometimes Rachel and I dance too.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. Okay, what's your number 5?
My number 5 is Elvis, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Ooh.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus
right now.
I mean, his whole Christmas album is such a classic. I mean, he's got Blue Christmas. And I mean, it's just the whole album is great. But there's just something so fun about the way he sings Santa Claus is Coming to Town. It's really great.
Yes. So just to stay in that, let's go to number 4.
I can't help it.
Sorry. Okay. This is like a singing rendition of all of our favorite Christmas songs. I'm going to stick with the Elvis theme. I'm going to go to number 4 for me.
Number 4.
Okay.
Number 4 is Silent Night by Elvis.
His is very good, but I also like Andy Williams and Bing Crosby's.
Bing Crosby's is good as well, but I like Elvis. I like Elvis's version.
I
wanted to say that we're biased because we have a playlist of like 100 songs that just is on a loop all like for the, you know, month before Christmas. So we've got some guardrails around our 100 probably, but Elvis is
definitely
one of the top artists on the playlist.
On the list.
He does. Okay. So who's your number 4?
My number 4 is Handel's Messiah. Unto Us the Child is Born, which, you know, it's such a classic. It's got such a beautiful story around how that whole, collection of songs was created. People can look that up. It's really amazing. There's actually a movie about it. But it's just, when I listen to Handel's Messiah, the whole album, but I particularly like this one. I mean, everybody's familiar with Hallelujah, Hallelujah, right? But there are so many beautiful songs on that collection. And it's just so classic, and I kind of remember going to churches where they would have, you know, these gorgeous choirs singing them. Sometimes if on TV, they have specials on PBS and other stations where they have these amazing, you know, choral groups that sing it and sing it a cappella or with an orchestra. And it's just so moving. It's so about the meaning of Christmas. I just had to have it on my list. And I grew up listening to it all the time.
And I did not, but you brought it to the family, part of your tradition.
Do you like it?
I do. I love it. It's awesome.
Beautiful. Number three.
Number three, curveball. We're going to go to number three.
Okay.
I'm going to go. Listen, this is one of my favorites. I put it at number three, but I love this song.
Oh, I think I know which one it is.
It is Little Drummer Boy by Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah. That is one of the best versions of Little Drummer Boy. By the way, did you know that?
And by the way, I don't really like Little Drummer Boy unless it's the Johnny Cash version.
I totally agree. There's a come they told.
That's the only way that Johnny can do it.
So good. Did you know that Jessica Simpson and her sister have a version of The Drummer Boy that got voted worst Christmas song ever?
Because it was
really kind of whiny. And then Will Cain, we talked about it on the show. Will Cain thought that she was trying to sex it up, and he thought that was just wrong.
And Johnny Cash manned it up. It was like all
deep. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. So this,
if you don't have Johnny Cash's Little Drummer Boy
on your playlist, that has to be on there. I agree. That's right. A good one.
What's your
I thought
three?
You were going to go with something.
Okay.
All right.
Keep a little higher on my list. You never know.
Yep. Next, I'm going to do. So, I also grew up listening to Harry Belafonte, and I know he's a big old lib, and you don't like
his politics.
But
he is on our playlist.
He's kind of a communist, but
kind of.
He has the most amazing voice. I have to say, he's super handsome too.
She likes the commies.
Yeah, I do. That's a communist I could honestly say is very handsome. And he sings Mary's Boy Child. Actually, again, this is another one. If you don't have the Harry Belafonte playlist, a Christmas album, it is so good. All of them are good. Christmas is coming. He's got all of them. I love my favorite. It was hard to pick a favorite because honestly, it's so good. But I like Mary's Boy Child.
It is good.
He sings it. It's just so beautiful. I just love it.
He's a commie who likes capitalism. We play a song and
he gets paid every time.
Sadly.
The countdown continues after this.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Number two.
I want to go to number two. Number two. So listen, I'm going to step outside the box a little bit here as well, because when I was growing up, I didn't have a TV, by the way. I never maybe mentioned that, but I never had a TV growing
up. Yeah, it's so interesting to me.
So we didn't watch movies, right? So I wasn't cultured in the classic Christmas movies. But when we got married,
I don't know why you weren't introduced to classic Hollywood movies.
I didn't have a TV. My parents were like that. So when we got married, though, it became a tradition for us to watch White Christmas. Which, by the way, I never watched. And so again, if we have a younger generation listening to this podcast, you should actually download and watch White Christmas. It's actually very awesome. But
my
favorite song, and I'm not going with White Christmas. I'm going with Snow.
That's so good when they're on the train, heading up to Vermont.
Right? It's Bing Crosby, Peggy Lee, is it Danny Kaye? So yeah, it's
Rosemary Clooney, Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's such a fun song.
I have it like six times on my playlist, so it comes up more often than not. It's a Christmas movie, so it's about snow, and so I put it on my Christmas playlist.
Really great memory. So we live in New Jersey now, and it doesn't snow as much as it does. Like this time of year in Wisconsin is the most beautiful time of year. There's snow from Thanksgiving on. And so snow is a thing, and there's no snow here, but it snowed, but nobody could tell right away. We suddenly started to snow. It didn't stick, but it was snowing. And Sean called
I went out to the garbage.
The kids love the story.
I went out to the garbage and I saw that just some light snow was coming down. And so the kids were all in the living room. I'm like, hey, I got a surprise for you. Everybody come by the front door and the front stairs that goes upstairs. I'm like, I got a big surprise. And I was really excited when I told them, and they were like, what?
What's happening?
I'm like, I can't tell you. You ready? And then I was from my app, I started playing Snow. So then I opened the front door.
Swung the door open.
It was snowing. Oh, cheap thrills. cheap New Jersey thrills.
Was a cheap thrill. It's just a, you know, it was. Push play.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, that was fun. I like that. I like so many songs on there.
So, your number two.
My number two is, it's kind of a cheat. It's a tie.
Okay.
So I wanted to, I actually wanted to do, because there's gorgeous Spanish Christmas songs. And I grew up listening to flamenco ones. But I knew no one would know any of these, you know, traditional Spanish songs, flamenco style. So I decided that I needed to include a Spanish song in my playlist because I grew up listening to Spanish songs. So I thought I'd do one that everyone in America knows. And it's such a happy one.
What is it?
It's José Feliciano's Feliz Navidad. So I think that's great. But also, as I got older, I got introduced to another one. Again, that's a very like Hispanic American song because it's in English and Spanish. And the same with there's one called, it's not as familiar to people, but it's called Arbolito, which means little tree. And it's by Tish Hinojosa. And it is the story of a girl telling how her experience of seeing her Christmas tree from when she's a little girl all the way up until she's a mom herself. It's such a pretty song that, again, it's an unexpected one, but it's called Arbolito, and you can get it in English or Spanish.
As a white Irish guy from Wisconsin, that's on our playlist, and I actually love that song. It's a great song.
If even Irish boys like it, then
I like the Spanish and the English version.
So you can download it in Spanish and English, and you can, you know.
Okay, now.
You can kind of get good at your Spanish that way.
Not really. My Spanish.
It hasn't helped, Sean.
I'm Tex-Mex.
Number
one.
5, 4, 3.
Number one.
All right, so now we're done with the top four. We're here to the number one Christmas song between Sean and Rachel. You ready? Mm-hmm. I have to go first. Mm-hmm. Okay, because I'm politically incorrect in this season, and I love the movie Elf as well. So it's not just White Christmas. I love a lot of these Christmas movies, but I love Elf, and I love when they have the shower scene, and he comes in and sits on the counter.
Love the shower scene.
Yeah, and they start singing "Baby, It's Cold Outside." I think is it Leon Redbone and Zooey Deschanel?
Well, lots of people sing it.
But this version, I love.
Oh, you like the one with her. With Zoe from, who's the actress in the film?
Is she? I don't know, but yeah. That's the version I have, and I love it. It's awesome. So, and again, Libs.
Maybe that's her name in
the Libs. No, the Libs have tried to cancel.
They
Baby
did.
It's Cold Outside.
Who was that again? It was John. Was it John Legend?
John Legend tried to cancel.
Tried to redo it for the Me Too generation. It was absolutely appalling. It was
horrible.
Sacrilegious. Right?
And so I'm leaning in to Baby, It's Cold Outside. We're not canceling it. We play it. And listen, I guess we're all politics.
You don't care Mary if it's Belafonte, sexual harassment. If John Legend says it's sexual harassment.
Yeah, John, I don't look up John Legend for
anything.
Anything, that's right. Yeah,
I
don't even know who John Legend is unless you tell me.
Yeah. Well, he is the one who tried to cancel it, the original version.
Yeah, he did. So that's my number one song.
Wait, can I just say, kudos to America for actually not falling for that one. I think Americans were like, we're drawing the line on Baby, It's Cold Outside with your Me Too stuff. Okay. All right. So there's that. My number one comes from your movie too.
Oh, it does.
Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
Yeah, it's a classic.
It's
pretty
classic.
Awesome.
And lots of people sing it really well. I'll be honest. Lots of people sing it really well. But there's something about Bing Crosby singing it that is just says. You know what it says to me?
It says American Christmas.
It says all American Christmas.
It does say
that's
all
a book
American
plug,
Christmas.
I know, but
that's
I actually mean that.
I agree.
Actually mean it.
It is awesome. So that's our top five list.
I thought you said you wanted to do a bonus.
I did. Well, I messed up my list. I thought I had six and I only have five.
I did have a bonus.
You do okay. You do the bonus. I didn't bonus out here.
Just quick look at
Will
your
you go
bonus.
Well, I've gone first every time. So you go first on the bonus round. And okay. I can see if I can find a bonus as well.
Okay, so
I think our listeners are like, isn't the top five supposed to be really fast? Isn't this like a 5-minute listen?
I know, right?
Right, but we're listen, it's Christmas, so we're extending this podcast for a little longer.
All right, so my bonus is Mariah Carey.
Oh gosh,
because her all of her
I know.
Album is it's become it's listen it's really hard to write a song, you know, post 1990 and it actually be a classic, and that is one. I think, you know, I love the whole album. I'm trying to think of my favorite one. All I want for Christmas is you.
Okay.
I mean, that's so good.
Okay, I'm gonna go there. Okay, so
whole album.
We're going into the present. So just to get a little Duffy history. One of our traditions at night, you know, for our prayer time, we light our Advent calendars, and we sing O Come, O Come.
Turn off all the
Emmanuel.
Lights. We light the Advent candle, and we sing O Come, O Come.
And we sing the Enya version, right? Which is a little bit tough, but it's a really awesome version.
It's very haunting and very like it's very deep. It's, actually, everyone should have that on their list,
it really
especially
sets
during.
But that's not. But that's not my song. That's not. I'm not. That's not my bonus song. No. This is my. This is my setup for my song.
Okay. Go ahead.
So once we listen to O Come Emmanuel by Enya, which is again, it's our kind of a prayer time, and then we'll say some prayers after that every night. Right after that song, if I don't stop it soon enough, comes Santa's Got a Dirty Job.
Yeah, it's so jarring to hear O Come Emmanuel,
Rich
super
and
somber and haunting, and then all of a sudden it goes, Santa's Got a Dirty Job.
And by the way, I've come to really like that song.
It
Santa's
a great
Got a Dirty Job.
It's the number one Christmas song
download.
This year.
I
think it's the number one download.
Of all songs
in America, maybe even the world.
Yeah, and John Rich and Mike Rowe, I think, are giving the proceeds to charity, which is very cool. But it comes up right after it. And again, it's hard to make a new song. And I like what's the Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
I hate that song.
I know
that was
do.
My
Rachel
number
hates it,
one
but
song I hate for Christmas.
I like it. The kids like it. We have fun with it. But Santa's Got a Dirty Job.
Would say Santa's Got a Dirty Job is way better. Kids like it, and it doesn't grate on mom.
Well, not greater than my mom is always a Christmas plus. So,
yes, because I'm under a lot of stress this time of year.
Moms all over America are under a lot of stress.
So
and
true.
Some of the things
we're tired, we're running ragged.
But take the stress out by playing some great Christmas tunes to take the stress out of the women in your life. That's a lesson to men.
Actually, that's the best thing you can do at Christmas. Take
that's
the
right.
stress off your woman.
So that is our top six Christmas songs. Thank you for
joining. Gave you some bonus there.
Yeah. So thank you guys for joining us and listening. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at foxnewspodcast.com. Let us know your top five Christmas songs.
We'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
Maybe some of them are the same. Maybe they're not.
And let us know, because I want to maybe add to my playlist that I've had for like 10 years.
You've been listening to Fox Top 5 on the Fox News Podcast Network. And Sean and I want to wish you a very
Merry Christmas.
Very Merry Christmas.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.